This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You can call us 877-726-8255. Avail yourself of the opportunity to pose a question to me, and we'll do our best to answer it in an intelligent medicine spirit, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We combine both of those for you each weekend. And this item, do bright lights promote diabetes? And it's an important question because part of civilization has been a change in our diet, obviously, in our exercise patterns, but also in our relationship to light. And this weekend, many of us are going to turn the clock back to usher in daylight savings time, and we welcome that because no longer will it be oppressively dark early in the day, and we want more light. But our lives are immeasurably different since the advent of artificial lighting, which really came into prominence not that long ago with a guy named Edison, created the light bulb. And the rest is history. And now we can have lights on 24/7. Plus, we peer into TV sets, electronic devices for many, many hours. And this is especially concerning when it comes to kids who ostensibly go to bed, but then they hide under the blankets and they're doing their social media thing with their pals, peering into tiny screens which emit light. It's unnatural. It's not paleo. And it turns out that the level and type of light you're exposed to could affect your weight, your health, and even your risk of diabetes. There's a new study that has found that bright light alters our metabolism. Exposure to bright light increases insulin resistance. It's not the kind of bright light that you get in the middle of the day that's appropriate, but when we extend the light exposure earlier in the morning and later in the day and in the evening and at night, that can make us more insulin resistant, leading to excess blood glucose, more body fat, and a higher risk for diabetes. In particular, bright light in the evening caused higher peak blood sugar levels. And so the consideration here is something called blue light. Light on the spectrum is divided into, you've seen the rainbow, red, you know, yellow, green, blue, purple. And light on the wavelength that is blue is especially bad in man-made sources of blue light, such as fluorescent and LED lighting, flat-screen TVs, as well as the display screens of computers, tablets, smartphones, and other electronic gadgets. And so screen time obviously is a factor here. And of interest is that light at night abolishes our melatonin production, thus interfering with our sleep, but also increasing the risk of cancer. Turns out that nurses who work at night on the night shift under fluorescent lights have a much higher risk of breast cancer. And we actually use melatonin in our breast cancer survivor patients, in our prostate cancer survivor patients in particular, but it may have benefits in terms of suppressing many types of cancer. And if we kill our melatonin production with bright lights and screens, that may also increase our cancer risk. So what I want you all to do is, if you're sitting there, maybe you're multitasking, you're listening to the show, and you have your iPad or your computer handy, or your iPhone. I'm looking at my iPad right now, and you go into settings, and you scroll down, and you see general, and you see control center, and then you see something called display and brightness. And this is probably also, you can find the equivalent on your Android devices. And so you can dial down the brightness, but most importantly, there's a little option here on Apple devices that's called Night Shift. And Night Shift automatically turns off the blue light component in your display. It looks a little off color. So, you know, if you're out there at night trying to order, a new article of clothing or something, past the time that your Night Shift kicks in, the color match may not be so perfect. But that's okay, because at least your eyes are not receiving the blue light that can suppress your melatonin production, but also increase your insulin resistance, and thus increase your risk for all manner of degenerative diseases that go down that pathway. That's the main way that Americans and Westerners develop degenerative diseases, via insulin resistance, body fat accumulation, cardiovascular risk. Light may play an important role in determining that risk. Okay, we're going to take one of our recorded calls. 877-726-8255 is our number for live calls. And there are other ways besides calling our program live wherein you can pose a question. You can go to our website at drhoffman.com, and on the homepage on your PC or Mac, there's a little rectangular box that will prompt you to record a question, as did Forrest.
I've got a question on the aged Kyolic garlic extract. In a recent podcast, you and the expert were discussing how much to use. The recommendation normally is 4 a day. I thought you said something about the higher levels for overweight people, which I am. And I was confused as to what, I think you thought you said up to 3.6 grams, which would be quite a bit. So I just wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, good question. Okay, so what Forrest is talking about is Kyolic aged garlic extract and its benefits for blood pressure and its benefits for insulin resistance and its benefits for cardiovascular disease prevention. And in fact, studies have been done using 2,400 milligrams of aged garlic extract, showing that it slows the progression of coronary calcification. And I believe, and I'm just citing this out of memory, is that the blood pressure study showed benefits at 2,400, but also the next increment upwards, which is 3,200. How do they get those numbers? Well, the product comes at doses of 600 milligrams. The type of aged garlic extract that we like for these applications is called Kyolic Reserve, and it's 600 milligrams of aged garlic extract. And so you take 2 twice daily to achieve 2,400. And then, and actually your math is better than mine. I said 32. The next increment up is 3,600 if you take 3 capsules twice daily. And that's fine if you're overweight. You're not going to overdose. And it may be that if you're, say, 250 pounds or more, that you may require the higher dose to achieve the benefit. So that's perfectly fine to take. There's no downside to that. And if you want to really seal the deal on blood pressure control and prevention of coronary calcification, if you're a little heavier, you can go up to the 3 twice daily, which will equate to 3,600 milligrams, which is, as you say, 3.6 grams. So thank you for that good question. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let me tell you about a product that we like for stiff joints and for putting the cushion back into your joints and cartilage. If you'd like to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains, well, here's some good news. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA7 joint formula for just $9. Hyaluronic acid, or HA, has been getting a lot of buzz lately, and Purity delivers a quality product. HA works like a shock absorber, helping to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, there's an added dividend because hyaluronic acid doesn't just go to your joints. It also hydrates and plumps up your skin. And people say they look better, too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissues. Here's the offer. Call 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9. And you also get free shipping. So call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. Call 1-800-983-1154. Please call now. This offer will expire soon. 800-983-1154 for Ultimate HA7 Joint Formula. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. And they say buy organic food to save the environment, but what's become of organic food? Are there some problems with the organic food industry? We're going to take a look at that in just a moment. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're going to talk about drugs, Cozaar and Hyzaar. We're also going to talk about whether you should plan ahead if you experience heart symptoms, because getting to the hospital is important. Also, the benefits of green tea, all those coming up. And you can call us at 877-726-8255. On the organic food front, here's yet another reason to buy organic food, in addition to its health benefits, because it's actually been shown that organic food is more nutritious, according to many studies. Organic produce delivers 20 to 40% more antioxidants than their conventional counterparts. Many vitamin mineral values are enhanced in organic foods. There's organic eggs, for example, have three times more omega-3 fatty acids, 40% more vitamin A, twice as much vitamin E. But there may be some environmental benefits to buying organic foods. This story, the title is Buy Organic Food to Help Curb Global Insect Collapse. The vanishing of insects, they say, threatens a catastrophic collapse of nature's ecosystems. And we're just talking about bees. We're talking about all insects, because we're using so damn many insecticides that we're sterilizing environments. And although insects are bothersome and icky for some people, they're very important for the perpetuation of the ecosystem. And so that's yet another reason to utilize pesticide-free, herbicide-free, natural organic food, because we can save the environment from eventual devastation, save the soil as well, because we're also killing off beneficial soil organisms. But this article warns us that we can no longer rely on the organic standard, because, you know, it's just like with everything. Everything gets co-opted. You know, you can now get paleo bars that aren't really true to the spirit of paleo, keto bars. You know, that's not really what the paleo diet or the keto diet is about. And same thing with organic foods. Organic foods are now grown in what are called CAFOs, which are concentrated animal feeding operations, which means huge agribusiness livestock farms. So CAFOs have taken over organic eggs and dairy, for example. The estimate is that half of all organic eggs come from CAFOs. And so do they really deliver the health benefits? There's no pesticides, okay, no antibiotics or minimal antibiotics used, but they come from these big factory farms. Organic milk suffers from a similar problem. They say half of organic milk sold in the U.S. comes from CAFOs, according to the Cornucopia Institute. And recent exposés have detailed how CAFOs try to cheat the system by not pasturing their cows as required by organic standards. I mean, the idea is that grass-fed cows deliver a different quality of milk. It's you are what you eat eats, and therefore there are benefits to organic foods. But this is not truly organic. So there's an outfit that is called the Real Organic Project. Organic farmers are banding together to do something about this fraud. The Real Organic Project, and you can check them out on the internet, it provides a certification that lets consumers know that their product was not grown hydroponically. That's another way that they can cheat the system, because that's really natural. Yeah, it's free of antibiotics, and you can get beautiful-looking tomatoes in February. The Real Organic Project includes but also exceeds the USDA standards for organic agriculture. And they are in the process of creating a label for foods at the supermarket so consumers can know which farms carry this certification. So it's like beyond organic, you really want, you know, organic doesn't mean all that much anymore, and we really want to do something about it. So in future, I'll be interviewing folks from the Real Organic Project to find out what their goals are and if indeed it's sustainable, because factory farming, yeah, feeds a lot of people, but it brings the prices down. But is it truly organic, or are they using weasel words to circumvent the definition of what we want in our organic products? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And if I ask you what you'd do if you had a fire or a break-in, you probably have some numbers, or at the very least you know how to use 911 on your phone. Or even if you have a plumbing emergency, I mean, call 911, you know, that's not going to do much good. But maybe you got the number of a good plumber listed prominently somewhere in your kitchen. in case a plumbing emergency occurs and you got to turn up the water. But what about when it comes to heart attack symptoms? Okay, if you're in the States, you call 911, you request an ambulance, fine. But if you're traveling, well, it's ultra important if you're having a heart attack that you get treatment rapidly, because they can do stuff to minimize the damage. But if you wait and you wait and you wait, the damage progresses. Parts of your heart can die, and you can die. So there's an article here that was recently presented at the European Society of Cardiology. And what they're saying here is that it's important if you're traveling and experience heart attack symptoms, such as pain in the chest, throat, neck, back, stomach, the typical symptoms, or shoulders, that last for more than 15 minutes, you better call an ambulance without delay. But is it practical? Say if you're in Namibia on safari, do you know where the nearest emergency facility is? And so it's ultra important that you scope this out when you're traveling and, you know, when you're somewhere that is, off the beaten track, that you make sure you know how to access emergency services, particularly if you're a little older, if you have some cardiovascular risk, and maybe you had some heart problems in the past. And that tends to be the demographic of people who travel. They're older, they're retired, they are at risk of heart attacks. And oh, by the way, travel can be strenuous. They make you all climb all kinds of steps, and you're walking cobblestone streets, and there's the stress of jet lag, and sometimes, finding your way through unfamiliar surroundings. And traveling can be stressful, and you could be at risk. So here's another item on that same theme, is that women call ambulance for husbands with heart attacks, but not for themselves. Isn't that really, characteristic? Women take care in general. There's this caretaker role that women assume, and they take much better care of others than themselves. I see this again and again, the women patients that I see. They're in bad shape. They've sacrificed their health on the altar of their families, but they don't take care of number one. So in this study, this also presents the same European Society of Cardiology. Women call an ambulance for husbands, fathers, and brothers with heart attack symptoms, but not for themselves. And they say it's high time for women to take care of themselves, too. This is a shout-out to women. If you experience these symptoms, also symptoms in women sometimes not as distinct in men. Get help immediately. Don't minimize your symptoms. Don't succumb to the martyr complex. If you're a woman, that's, I think, part of equity. And there's a certain element of sex discrimination when it comes to differential support for women's heart problems versus men. All right. Let's take a call, one of our recorded calls, from Leslie. Welcome.
I wonder if you could comment on the association, cause and effect, actually, on hyaluronic acid in various types of cancer. Thank you.
As far as I know, there really is none. Hyaluronic acid supplements, in my opinion, have very little to do with cancer. There's, I think, really little to say on that subject. The studies do not suggest that there's an unsafe aspect to hyaluronic acid. On the other hand, there's little to suggest that hyaluronic acid has a cancer preventive effects. And so we can't say, unlike other things like curcumin and green tea, which have many benefits for brain and anti-inflammatory benefits. And oh, by the way, they also reduce the risk of cancer. I would say there's not a lot that there's really no knock on hyaluronic acid supplements when it comes to causing cancer. It's not one of the things that I would necessarily recommend when people have active cancer, because there's so many things that people have to take anyway to combat their cancer. I guess I would answer that question by saying when it comes to cancer, it's neutral, neither particularly beneficial nor particularly harmful. But I won't say it's a cancer treatment. Okay. As I look, I see articles here that suggest that hyaluronic acid may be, according to some studies, and these are sketchy, they're probably test tube studies, may have some cancer chemo preventive effects, but I won't go so far as to say that hyaluronic acid prevents cancer. That's as far as I can see. Okay. This item has to do with vitamin E supplementation for asthma. Let's qualify this by saying that there are many subtypes of asthma. There's a type of asthma called eosinophilic asthma, where they're very high in eosinophils. It's actually one of the more common subtypes of asthma. The eosinophils appear in the blood. And there's a study here that suggests that gamma tocopherol, vitamin E, may be beneficial for this type of asthma. They say here that short-term supplementation, this study was very short-term, just over the course of a week, short-term supplementation with gamma tocopherol enriched tocopherol mixture reduced neutrophil recruitment into the airways after a challenge and decreased levels of stress commonly associated with inflammation. So vitamin E, and I often prescribe it for patients with inflammatory disorders, clearly may play a role in preventing asthma, which is in large part an inflammatory condition. This item has to do with the first clinical study to be approved to investigate CBD for recovery from traumatic brain injury. It's exciting. The Flowering Hope Foundation, a Colorado-registered nonprofit organization that supports the medicinal use of plant-derived cannabinoids, is sponsoring the study, and they're going to enroll 40 subjects with mild traumatic brain injury, and they're either going to give them a placebo or a hemp-derived botanical supplement containing CBD. And they want to see if that helps, if that is a useful strategy for shortening the duration of concussions and traumatic brain injury. And this is an adjunctive strategy to something we've talked about, this high-dose fish oil, with Dr. Michael Lewis. Dr. Lewis, a big proponent of high-dose fish oil for people who've had head injuries. We're talking really high dose, like 15 omega-3 capsules per day in some of his protocols, at least initially. But also he's become an enthusiast about CBD, cannabidiol. And now we're happy to say that they're going to take a study, clinical trial, to investigate whether a hemp-derived CBD can promote recovery from brain injury. Interesting study. This item, and it has to do with Zostavax, which is, I used to get a lot of questions, still do. Older Americans over the age of 60 or 65, are up when they go to the doctor, they're often told that they need a shingles vaccine. And until recently, the only option was something called Zostavax. So I used to get calls, do you think Zostavax is safe? Is it worthwhile to take the shingles vaccine? And my answer had been, I'm sort of 50-50 on it. I think it confers some protection, not very much. The side effects are real, but infrequent. So, no big deal. It's six of one, half dozen of the other. I wasn't a big fan of that vaccine. There's a new vaccine, the Shingrix vaccine. It's more effective, and they say it's safer. And I agree, it probably is safer because it's not a live vaccine. Live vaccines have the risk that they may actually cause the disease that they were designed to prevent. Shingrix is rapidly supplanting Zostavax as the go-to vaccine for shingles prevention. Well, here you go. Merck sued over Zostavax-related injury. This is starting to happen. Merck which is maker of the first anti-shingles vaccine, Zostavax, is being sued in, I think, what's going to be a landmark case, which holds the company responsible for the vaccine-induced herpes zoster shingles that a woman got from, she says, the vaccine. This is, I think, going to open the door wide open for all kinds of lawsuits against Merck, the maker of Zostavax, because, you know, potential adverse side effects include pain, swelling, and redness at the injection site, headache, fever, shock, joint and muscle pain, swollen glands, even respiratory symptoms, severe eye infections lead to blindness and death. And, as of May of last year, 42,604 complaints of shingles vaccine reactions have been reported to the Federal Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Now, not all of them are real. You know, it just could be coincidental. Like, yeah, I took the vaccine and I got a hangnail. Or, I felt woozy, or I fainted, or I whatever. You know, stuff happens to people, and they may attribute to whatever they just got a few days before. But 42,604 complaints, and that number includes 128 vaccine-related deaths, 850 hospitalizations, and 660 related disabilities. So Merck's got a Zostavax problem. And the newer Shingrix is a genetically engineered and adjuvanted recombinant vaccine. It's purportedly effective in preventing shingles in 90% of patients, but unfortunately there are as yet no long-term data on the safety or effectiveness of Shingrix. We wait with bated breath for more evidence of the efficacy and ultimately freedom of side effects of this new shingles vaccine. I'm eligible for it, being an over 60, but I haven't opted for it, preferring instead rely on healthy nutrition, exercise, adequate levels of vitamin D and other immune-supportive nutrients to protect me from a shingles episode. But, you know, there are some people who are immunosuppressed, maybe at risk, maybe this new vaccine is appropriate, but again, I'm not yet all in. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and I want to share with you the results of a study on something that is near and dear to me, because I went through arduous medical training, and during my internship and residency, I was chronically sleep deprived, and things were coming at me like it was a little like being in a batter's cage with a pitching machine pitching 90 mile an hour fastballs at you, and you had to keep swinging away, and it was just and the machine would accelerate. You know, it was like dealing with this and that and the other problem and making decisions on the fly. And eventually, you were likely to make a mistake. And yeah, we were supervised, but things were happening so fast and we were so tired and beleaguered that, serious problems could arise. Unfortunately, nothing marred my professional training. But the case of Libby Zion, which was, she was a young woman who went to the emergency room here in New York, and she unfortunately was given a drug cocktail which killed her, highly inappropriate by a young resident who wasn't properly supervised. And it wasn't the resident's fault. The resident was sleep deprived and made some bad decisions and poor communication with the rest of the staff in the middle of the night, and a catastrophe. So that led to a series of reforms which limited the hours of medical residents to, get this, it had to be less than 80 hours per week. Now, if you had whatever job you're at, if you said, hey, I want to just work 80 hours a week, I'm not working more than 80 hours a week, that would be outrageous, right? But for doctors, that's the rule. But they created some flexibility, which means that some programs violate this, and they have flexible scheduling, which enables them to have doctors see patients for even more than 80 hours a week, you know, on a limited basis. So they did a study, actually a couple of studies in the New England Journal of Medicine, and what they found was there was no significant difference in the proportion of time that interns spent on patient care and education between the two models. And so what was the complaint was that, you know, you have so many hours of patient care, you're not enough time to learn. That was not a problem. Also, there was no difference in the level of care that was delivered. And so this turns out to be a shibboleth. And in fact, there's a disadvantage in limiting hours. Like say, okay, doctors would have a 40-hour week. That means more shifts. That means what the patient sees is a succession of doctors. At least my patients knew me as the doctor because I was there at 8 o'clock in the morning and I left at 9 o'clock at night. And sometimes I stayed overnight and ministered to them, and they'd say, hi, doctor. Hi, how are you? And, you know, that was a good patient experience. Plus, we knew more about our patients. There was less in the way of handoffs. And that's what these studies are showing, is that they say, quote, we can confidently say that working flexible hours, but yet still within the 80-hour constraints, does not result in higher patient death than working standard hours. So, however, what I did find kind of bogus about the study is they found that the sleep amounts that these interns got, 7 hours of sleep per night, that would have been a luxury for me. And many nights I got 1 to 3 hours, if that. All right, this item, finally, if you suffer from frequent fatigue, here's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness. We're just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, even reverses certain aspects of aging. And, well, you heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT-Factor. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their fish oil or their multiple and yet still harness the power of NT-Factor, so healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Now, for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of healthy aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout, and I've been taking it. You should, too. You can get healthy aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your questions. Please send your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Or you can record your questions at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And make sure that you download our podcasts. Lots more content available It's part of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. See you next week. Have a great weekend.